This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. Each one of us is created with an internal sense of justice. When we are treated unjustly, we wonder, how can this happen and what is God going to do about it and when? In this message entitled, No One Gets Away with Injustice, Pastor Scott discusses our responsibilities and expectations when it comes to dealing with injustice. This message was delivered on August 6th, 2017. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Hey, so we're in our last part of the series. We've been going through a sermon series about the movie The Shack. And I know Jay Wynn and Pastor Aaron, they did excellent jobs in helping do this teaching. And if you didn't get to see the movie yet, then let me know. We can arrange a time and we can go see it together, maybe at my house or maybe at your house. I hope you can cook. Nobody like volunteer. But it's an excellent movie. And today we're going to go to the last part about no one gets away with injustice. You know, if you live in this world long enough, you have seen many injustices. And maybe some of them were done to you or someone very close to you. And if that has happened to you, you may be angry. You may feel hatred. You may even think, how could God let them get away with it? Have you ever thought like that? Is it only me? I mean, especially for policemen, because they see that every day and they think, like, how can, you know, they go to court and then they get off. How could God let them get away with it? I had a great friend, a mentor, killed by a drunk driver. I got to do a funeral of a beautiful young lady, a friend of mine, who was murdered in the prime of her life. And even in these tragedies, I thought for a moment, how come or when is God gonna get them back? When? And I questioned God and I thought and I pondered, it's like, man, when are they gonna get what they deserve? And sometimes we dwell and we think on those things too much when we shouldn't be wasting any moment of our time worrying about when are they gonna get what they deserve. Because sometimes we get stuck in that area, in that part where tragedies happen and we wait and we wait and we dwell. When is God gonna take his revenge? Because if not, I'm gonna take my revenge. But then you think about it, oh, God's revenge is better than mine. But you know, if we get stuck in that area, then it's a bad place to be stuck in for a very long time. God will bring every act to judgment. Some will happen in this life, and the rest in the life to come. If we worry about someone getting away with evil, then we are wasting our precious time. I like, sometimes when I'm driving and I see guys speeding past me on the shoulder, man, I want to see justice done. Where is the policeman? How many of that happens to you? They come flying past me and say, where is Lieutenant Prisky? Get him, get him. And if I dwell on that and waiting for justice to happen, I'm just wasting my time. And I can get mad, but they don't care. They're gone. It's all on me. I'm just wasting my time dwelling on it. Instead, we need to pray for them. Pray that they will repent. And I cannot waste my time thinking about those doing evil, wondering if God will bring them to justice, because he will. and me worrying about it won't make it happen any sooner. Sorry to say, because sometimes I find myself wasting time worrying about when justice will be served. In the end of the movie, The Shack, Mac asks this question. So you're just going to let him get away with it? Number one on your outline, there are always consequences for our actions. There is always consequences for our action. Whether it's good, if we do good, we get good consequences and we like those things. If it's bad, then it's going to happen. There is always consequence for our actions, whether good or bad. Deuteronomy 32:25, I will take revenge. I will pay them back. In due time, their feet will slip. Their day of disaster will arrive, and their destiny will overtake them. Sometimes it is going to happen, and we may not always be there to see it happen. I think if we were, then we probably act very unchristlike because we would be probably good for you instead of having grace. Psalm 7, 12 to 16. If a person does not repent, God will sharpen his sword. He will bend and string his bow. He will prepare his deadly weapons and shoot his flaming arrows. The wicked conceive evil. They are pregnant with trouble and give birth to lies. They dig a deep pit to trap others, then fall into it themselves. The trouble they make for others backfires on them, and the violence they plan falls on their own heads. It says it right there. They will not get away with it. Sometimes we look at the prosperity of the wicked, and we look, how can they get away with things? And when we look at that, it can get very frustrating. When leaders of countries kill their people by the hundreds, or they hold food and water back from the hungry, where is the justice? This past summer, we went to Washington, D.C. We went to the Holocaust Museum. And we couldn't get into the main part because it was like the tickets were gone like days after they were available. But we got to go in the side exhibits. And we followed the life of a very young boy who at a very young age got separated from his family, never to see them again. His parents were murdered. And it is a very tough thing to take. And even harder to understand, when will there be justice? A lot of times, we are not around to see justice being handed out, but we can be sure that it will. And we cannot dwell on all the injustice that is being done in this world. And if we get stuck there, then that's where the devil wants us to keep our attention, to take it off of God and to put it all on the injustice that is being done. And when the devil can get us to be distracted like that, it'll be easier to defeat us. Here is point number two. Keep our focus where it needs to be. Where does our focus need to be? Where does our focus need to be? Yes, amen, on God, on Jesus. Psalm 73, 3 to 9. For I was envious of the arrogant as I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no pains in their death, and their body is fat. And they are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like mankind. Therefore, pride is their necklace. The garment of violence covers them. Their eye bulges from fatness. The indignations of their heart run riot. They mock and wickedly speak of oppression. They speak from on high. They have set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue parades through the earth. When we read this scripture, we can see that the focus here is on the wicked and how they seem to prosper and not get caught up or even suffer. Now, if we keep our focus there, we will get frustrated, maybe even envious, as the scripture says. This is what the devil wants. He wants you to focus any place other than on God. He wants you to compare. You know, when you go fishing and Al catches the big fish and I catch the small fish, and I look at him and it's like, instead of saying, thank you, Jesus, we say, how come? I'm a pastor. I'm supposed to catch the bigger fish. No. See, my focus is on the wrong place. When we focus on other people and on other things and on injustice, we take our eyes off of Jesus. And the devil gets happy. It's like, I got their attention. And he tries to keep it. We need to keep our focus where it needs to be. Not on the other person, not on what they drive, not on what they live in, not on how they dress. Keep our focus on Jesus, what he did for us on the cross, and what he's doing for us every day. When we read the scripture, we can see that whoever was writing us was telling us that don't look at these things. Proverbs 14:12. There is a path before each person that seems right, but ends in death. I was on that path. That path, that way of life that they're talking about here, may seem right, may seem level, may seem straight to some people, but it leads to death. It's the way of sin. And we know that man, we cannot get away with sin because the wages of sin is death. Proverbs 11:19. Godly people find life. Evil people find death. If we continually focus on evil, that is all that we will see. The Bible tells us to set our minds on things above, not on things of the earth. In Psalms 37, that whole chapter is a really good chapter to read and understand. Psalms 37:1, do not fret because of evildoers. Do not be envious toward wrongdoers, for they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herbs. In verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret of him who prospers in his way because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil doing. Verse 9, for evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land. Yet a little while, and the wicked man will be no more. And you will look carefully for his place, and he will not be there. I look at that, and I think, the wicked man will be no more. And I think, hopefully he didn't die. Hopefully he repented. And he's not the wicked man anymore, but he's the righteous man. I think I have grace over that, because when I read that, I was once the wicked man. How many of you been there? Oh, you guys are so honest. Man, you must get one good church. Verse 17, for the arms of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord sustains the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the blameless, and their inheritance will be forever. And then number 3, leave room for the Lord to work. Sometimes we just want to play God. Yeah, we just want to play God. We want to take out our revenge on those who are doing the injustice. Many times, man, many times I wanted to do that. And I forget. I need to leave room for the Lord to work. Romans 12:19. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the Lord, for the wrath of the God. For it is written, vengeance is mine and I will repay, says the Lord. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to repent. And we cannot be mad. All right? We should be happy when the evil ones repent. Now, if I go out and get revenge on my own, there will be no room for God to work. And I have taken the role of God into my own hands. Remember a few weeks ago, I said, there is a God, and I am not him. Now, I believe that God can take revenge better than I could. But if God chooses not to, but give grace, we need to be okay with that. In Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14, that is the whole story. Here now is my final conclusion. Fear God and obey his commands, for this is everyone's duty. God will judge us for everything we do, including every secret thing, whether good or bad. Now, we're going to watch our last video clip of this movie. And I hope that if you know, throughout this series, I mean, we gave away almost a whole movie. So when you watch it, hopefully the stuff that we spoke about will come to light. And you can see that in the movie. But go ahead, you can play that clip.
You just let him get away with it.
Nobody gets away with anything. Everything bears consequences.
What he did
was horrible. I'm not asking you to excuse what he did. I'm asking you to trust me to do what's right and to know what's best.
And then what?
Forgiveness doesn't establish your relationship. It's just about letting go of his throat.
Forgiveness doesn't establish the relationship. Forgiveness is letting go of that person's throat, the one who did injustice, the one that you want to squeeze like a pimple until it pops. Right? When you're angry, doesn't that feel like what you want to do? Squeeze that throat until that white head. Gross, yeah? But, I mean, think about it. If when an injustice has been done to you, doesn't that feel like, and then you can feel like, probably not, but, and in this scene, he is being asked to forgive a murderer. It's not easy. In the movie, they said that God does not orchestrate these tragedies, but he can work through them. This is a fallen world. Since the day of Adam and Eve sinned and disobeyed God, the Bible calls Satan the god of this world, and his mission statement is to kill, steal, and destroy. The Bible also tells us in Philippians 2:14 and 15, do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that you will prove yourself to be blameless and innocent, children of God, above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in this world. The Bible says that we are living in a crooked and perverse generation. If you lived long enough on the earth, you will come across many injustices. And if we can physically do something, then we should. But we can't always do that. But we can always pray. Keep our eyes, our ears, and our heart focused on the Lord and what He is doing, and not what He is not doing. Because we may not always see what's going on behind the scenes. He may be working behind the scenes on someone's heart. And we may not always see what's happening up in front. Remember to leave room for the Lord to work. Because if we went out and we killed everyone who did an injustice to us, then even I would be dead. Because I might have been telling you, hurry up, let's go. This is a 55-mile zone. You're driving 35, come on. And you may feel I'm being injustice to you because I'm tailing you, and then you just turn around and kill me because you took care of it. If you haven't seen the movie, then let me know. We'll arrange a way for you to see that movie. Even if we go to someone's house and watch it together, we can ask questions. But no one gets away with an injustice. And there will always be consequences for our actions. So, here's the thing. Do good. Do good always. That way, you don't have to look over your shoulder of what's coming. Isn't that a good feeling? When you're driving down the road and you look in the mirror and you see the blue light, it's like, I was going speed limit. I have nothing to worry about. What a great feeling, right? I put my signal on and I changed lanes the right way. You look, no worries. Keep our eyes, keep our focus where it needs to be. We cannot look and focus at all the bad in the world, because if we did that, that's all we would see. But keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Ke'au, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.